May the Lord Jesus Christ turn all the dark things in our lives into wisdom and light. Amen. Ezekiel had an intriguing vision tonight. He was walking down a road with Roman columns on either side. When the columns began to collapse and turn into large serpents, and were then being devoured by a pack of dogs. Sounds just like Jezebel, doesn't it? Ezekiel was irritated by these ugly creatures and began to bend over and pick them up. Immediately they shrank from being very large to small snakes, and then morphed into lit torches in his hands. My dear ones, the Lord brings light out of darkness, and these dark reptiles were transformed into objects of light, exposing the dark plans of the enemy. So how does this happen? Well, in our case, the witches come and spin their traps, curses, bury their devices, etc., etc. At night, and the next morning, we share the areas of darkness or problems that we've encountered, and we can see our own shortcomings well, and what is important for them to target. For instance, multiple breakdowns in one day tell us they're trying to steal time from prayer, cause frustration and overwhelm. But God's answer to this is that we are in boot camp, being taught endurance, patience, and brotherly love, even pitching in when others are overwhelmed. The Lord gives us the graces to conquer the stretching He is allowing, and so we grow stronger through the trials. And most importantly, we pray for these witches to be converted and offer all the inconveniences and sufferings from their attacks, like incense, to God, that He will open their eyes about the God who truly loves them, who died on the cross to pay for their sin, that they might have eternal life in heaven, not in hell, which was created for fallen angels. So, after several years of attacks on the refuge that we've had to endure and work through, we've become wiser. They are closer to salvation, and the enemy's works against us are brought into the light. I share them with you, and we all benefit. Glory to God. Threats, when handled with authority, become lessons. Truly, we are trying to help people overcome their fear of trials, hardships, and difficulties as they grow in the knowledge of God's ways. Of course, this does need courage, and the Lord never gives us a trial without the graces to conquer it. This is the main part of the first vision. It just so happened that this day one of our brothers was going through a bit of a trial and needed to see things from the Lord's perspective. The vision that the Holy Spirit gave Ezekiel was an amazing illustration about why God allows serpents into our lives and how we can disarm them and learn to our own advantage the ways of the adversary and overcome what was meant for harm into a deeper awareness of why these things are permitted by God in the first place. The Lord began, "I've been waiting for you, Claire. I'm so happy to be here with you, Jesus. Lord, I would rather have you explain the snakes turned to torches." Jesus replied, "I think you did a pretty good job." "Thank you, Lord, but I know you could do better." Beloved, while we're at it, Didn't we just have a talk about perfectionism and a scrupulous spirit? You're right, Lord. As always. I love you and want to sing your songs, precious Lord. I want to worship and abandon myself when you call me to worship. I am beginning to see how my desire for perfection is harnessing me to a heavy load that keeps my heart from freedom. The Lord answered, "Funny you should say that. You mean that you want to address what chains me so I can be free to worship while enveloped in your love?" Exactly. I could not have said that any better. Oh, Jesus, truly I am so tired of being tied down and inhibited. I long to go deeper into your heart and bring forth those treasures for lost and confused souls who have been deeply deceived in this age. He replied, "I understand this. Wow, Lord, I hear your words flowing through me so clearly." He answered, "I want you to get used to that, beloved. I'm removing many of the personal scrutinies that have inhibited you all your life. The need for perfection in what you do, and even how you do it, has taken a toll on your spontaneity, and that can be extremely exhausting. More freedom of expression is needed here, my love. I will guide you into that quite naturally, because the state you have been in is twisted, unnatural, and inhibiting." Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very much. But what if I fail or forget? See how you are? I get it. I just went over to our Mother of Mercy portrait and dedicated my fingers to her, as well as asking her to deliver me from the obsessive state of mind. And in a moment, I heard you were going to see an improvement. Oh, thank you, Jesus and Mary. I thanked him first of all for the gift, and then I thanked Our Lady for her intercession. You remember what happened at the wedding at Cana when she prayed? She requested his help, and he just couldn't resist. He chose to break his protocol to bring joy to her motherly heart. Okay, now this is getting a little crazy. I heard both their voices say, "You're welcome." the Lord said, "Did I not say I was bringing you up higher?" "Yes, Lord, you did." "Well then, this is the new norm." "Wow, I can live with this." "Yes, it's going to be much more fun." But don't expect validation from the establishment. You are still little ducks from Mars. Quack, quack, waddle, waddle.